You're listening to PetLifeRadio.com.
Hey there, pet parents. This is Christy Vaughn, host of The Doggy Dish, and today's episode is all about holiday foods, do's and don'ts. We'll be right back after these messages from our sponsors.
We'll be right back, right after these messages. Stay tuned.
At Red Barn, our pet food ingredients work overtime. They aren't just there for show. Dandelion greens work to maintain a healthy digestive system. Salmon oil works to enhance the immune system. Green-lipped mussels work to support joint health. These hardworking ingredients support your dog's active, healthy life. Look at the label. We want you to. Red Barn Naturals Pet Food. Simply the best. Find it in your local pet specialty store. Try our grain-free stews, the only pet food with Red Barn Bully Sticks.
Let's Talk Pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back to The Doggy Dish on Pet Life Radio. Today's episode is very informative as we near the holidays. Tis the season for eating, right? This is definitely the time of year when it becomes difficult to say no to bad but yummy foods. And also, make healthy choices. No matter who you are, I'm sure there are favorite traditions you always cook up during this time of year, no matter how fattening or filling they can be. So whether it's your favorite side dish or a delicious dessert, it's best to know what is safe and what to avoid when you're including your dog in your holiday festivities. Of course, we don't want them to feel left out. So we'll discuss alternatives that are easy and satisfying to replace the dangerous foods. It's kind of like eat this, not that, if you've ever seen that. I don't know about you, but I'm always searching for the best healthy alternatives to all of my favorite comfort foods. I find myself searching for low-carb and low-calorie options that will still satisfy my craving for those meals that just make you feel all warm and fuzzy inside. And unfortunately, those are the ones that make you feel a little fluffy on the outside. So since we don't want our furry loved ones to pack on the pounds during the season of eating, it's best to really monitor what goes into their bowls. We don't want them missing out on the tasty holiday foods, so I'm going to share with you some of the most popular traditional holiday dishes and the dog-safe alternatives that are fast and easy to make. The last thing you want to do is spend more time in the kitchen after cooking all day for your big holiday meal. All right, so the first tradition is green bean casserole. Now, this is one of my personal favorites. Why? Well, because it sounds pretty healthy, but it's actually really creamy and gooey and delicious and really bad for you. So you might be thinking, green beans, huh? I thought those were safe for dogs. Well, you're right, kind of. Think about what goes into casseroles to make them so delicious and difficult to pass up at the holiday dinner table. Usually some kind of cream of something, maybe mushroom or chicken, some type of fattening dairy product like cheese, and probably a whole lot of salt as well. So we know that these foods are not healthy for dogs. Also, green bean casserole is usually topped with fried onions, which are so tasty. And we know that onions are toxic to dogs, so you definitely have to avoid those. So before you or your guest drops a nice forkful of casserole onto the floor, just know there is a much healthier choice. Ready? Plain, unsalted, cooked green beans. That's it. So before the green beans go into the casserole, save a few for your pup. You can also freeze them for later. Now, dogs really love green beans, and they're also good for them, so it's a win-win. Sometimes I'll top my dog's food with fresh veggies, like green beans, just to give them a little extra treat and make it something different. So remember, casseroles are a no, but some of the fresh veggies that go into them are a big yes. All right, so the next traditional holiday food may be familiar to those of you who celebrate Hanukkah. And we all love a good slow-cooked beef brisket, right? You're thinking, beef. That's perfect for dogs, right? They can have beef. Well, again, you're kind of sort of right. Now, just like with the green beans, it really depends on how it's cooked and what you do with it. So if you think about everything that goes into cooking a beef brisket, you'll realize that it's not all good stuff and it's not all safe for dogs. You're probably throwing in garlic and onions, as well as some different spices and sauces, such as maybe salt and pepper, chili powder, cumin. I know some people use brown sugar, which is definitely not good for dogs. So I would maybe suggest opting for ground beef. It can be beef with a higher fat content since dogs metabolize fat really well. You can always drain some of that fat during the cooking process to make it less fattening. Now, once you cook the beef as you would cook it for yourself, you could consider combining it with plain white rice and maybe some of those green beans you set aside. This makes for the perfect holiday meal for your pup. So you have your beef, you have some plain rice, and some plain green beans. That actually sounds really good to me, but I might want to throw in some spices for myself. Now, it's healthy, but it's also different than their normal boring kibble. So consider spicing it up a bit. And how special will they feel when you set down a bowl of healthy, meaty deliciousness? They're going to go crazy. Now, the next one is a favorite on everyone's holiday dinner table. Who doesn't love macaroni and cheese, right? It's warm, it's cheesy, it's gooey. I think everyone loves macaroni and cheese. And if you don't, I'm not sure we can be friends. So just think about that. Now, you can't go wrong with the combination. And it pretty much goes well with any meal, which is why it's served at most holiday dinner tables, right? Now, cheese by itself isn't horrible for dogs, but it is pretty fattening and not really a good fat. So maybe just consider giving your pup a little bit of cooked pasta right before it mixes in with the cheesy goodness. So just like with us, filling up with pasta isn't great, but maybe a little bit of pasta as a treat and they will love it, I promise. Just make sure it's cooked, not uncooked pasta. Maybe just a little bit of cooked pasta before you add it into your macaroni and cheese. So we have the ground beef, we have the white rice, we have the plain green beans, and we have a little bit of pasta. So consider mixing all of those items in, and that would be a perfect holiday dinner. So maybe you could serve them that while you're sitting at the dinner table eating your beef brisket, your green bean casserole, and your macaroni and cheese. I'm really getting hungry now. Sorry to do that to you if you're hungry, but it's definitely something to discuss with the holidays approaching us. All right, so we're going to take a quick break and be right back with more of Eat This, Not That.
Sit, stay. We'll be right back after a short pause. Well, four to be exact.
It's DesignerPetSweaters.com. Hand-knitted designer sweaters for your precious pup or cool cat. Beautiful couture patterns for your pets, including custom-knitted formal wear, casual wear, yachting, and even sports-themed. Many designer pet sweaters include feathered tammy hats, top hats, and a lot of sparkle. Each sweater includes leg loops, front paw sleeves, and leash opening. Visit DesignerPetSweaters.com to order your four-legged fashions today. Your pets will stay warm for the winter and be runway ready. Large or small, we fit them all. DesignerPetSweaters.com.
Begging to hear more of your favorite show? Full episodes of all our shows are available on demand. Go to PetLifeRadio.com to fetch our entire lineup of Possum Pet Podcasts. Also, dig us up in iHeartRadio Talk and iTunes. Let's talk pets. Live and on demand, only from Pet Life Radio.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back to the Doggy Dish on Pet Life Radio. Now, before the break, I shared some safe and healthy alternatives to a few of our favorite holiday dishes. We certainly don't want Fido to feel left out during this time of year that seems to involve a lot of eating. It is the season of eating, right? Well, we certainly can't have a holiday meal without an array of desserts lined up, begging to be eaten. So as you already know, chocolate is especially dangerous to dogs. And that means those cookies, the pies, the cakes, even homemade cookie and chocolate decorations are off limits. So this is something you may not have thought about. If you have cookie decorations hanging from your Christmas tree, be sure to hang them up high and out of reach of sneaky paws. That's actually something a lot of people don't think about. So if you have a child who maybe made a yummy cookie ornament at school and brought it home, you definitely don't want it hanging too low because you know who might get it. So just think about that as well as what you're baking in the kitchen. Now, a holiday favorite is candy canes. Everybody loves candy canes. Since our pups can't share this particular treat with us, I do have a recipe that's almost as good as the real thing. I don't even think they'll know the difference. This recipe is really neat, and it looks really cool when you've made it, and I'm sure your pups will think it tastes even better. So what you'll need to do is start out with two different types of dough. Okay, so I'm going to tell you first about the light dough. So it's a light colored dough. And then there's going to be a darker colored dough as well. And I'm going to tell you in just a second what you're going to do with those two different colored doughs. Okay, so the first one, you'll need 4 cups of whole wheat flour. Or again, you can always use your flour of your choice. I always recommend maybe a gluten-free flour, a grain-free flour, something of your choice, especially if your dog has allergies. So just think about that. So 4 cups of the flour, 1 egg beaten, 1/4 cup of peanut butter. And remember, the all natural, creamy, the kind without all of the stuff in it, especially the kind without xylitol. Okay, everyone's seen that in the news. Xylitol is especially toxic to dogs, and you want to avoid the peanut butter that has xylitol, as well as any other candies, gum, all of that stuff is off limits. Okay, so make sure you're reading your label of your peanut butter. If it doesn't have xylitol, you're good to go. And then you'll also need 1.5 cups of water. Okay, so that is your light dough ingredient list. Now, the dark dough is similar. It just has a couple of extra ingredients to make it dark. Okay, so you'll need 4 cups of your flour. It can be the same kind of flour, that's fine. 1 egg beaten again. And then this is where it gets different, 1/4 cup of molasses. Okay, that's what's going to make it dark. And it also makes it sticky. So I'll talk about that in a minute. To kind of counteract the stickiness, you're going to need 1 tablespoon of oil. And I recommend whatever kind of oil you have, maybe olive oil, that's totally fine. And then you'll also need your 1.5 cups of water. Okay, so once you have your ingredients set aside, go ahead, preheat the oven to 350 degrees Fahrenheit. And then you're going to make your 2 different types of dough. So first we'll do the light dough. Now remember, I always advise you to mix the dry ingredients together first, and then mix in your wet ingredients. Just kind of mixes together much better that way. So you can use 2 different bowls and combine into one, or you can use your stand mixer. It's completely up to you. You'll mix the ingredients well. The dough should be nice and firm. Now set that aside, and we're gonna repeat those steps, but with the dark dough ingredients. This batter will be stickier because of the molasses. So you might wanna make sure you have your surface floured well and your hands as well. So whatever flour you're using, consider putting it on the surface and also consider putting it on your hands as you're manipulating that dough. Now, once you have the 2 dough balls, you'll pinch off a piece of each and you're going to roll them out into a long skinny piece of dough. So separately, you're gonna have a long skinny piece of light dough and a long skinny piece of dark dough. Okay, so you'll end up having 2 long skinny pieces of dough, 1 light, 1 dark. Now make sure your hands are continued to be floured because it is going to get sticky. And then you're going to twist these 2 pieces of dough together until you form a candy cane shape with the hook at the end. Okay, so if you can kind of visualize that, it's going to be 2 pieces of dough kind of twisted around. And so you just put them in your hands and kind of do a twisting motion and then make the hook at the end. So it's going to look just like a candy cane, okay? So then you'll place them on a nonstick baking sheet and bake them for about 20 to 25 minutes, depending on how crispy you and your dog want them. And once they're finished, you're going to remove them from the oven and allow them to cool. That's an important step. And then serve. And now remember that storing your homemade treats is very important since they don't contain preservatives. So be sure to store them in an airtight container in the fridge. And they'll keep for about, I'd say, between 1 week and 2 weeks, as long as they are stored in an airtight container. Okay, so you have your candy canes. Next up is a sweet potato biscuit that you can swap out for the sweet potato pie that your pup is missing out on. So with this one, you're going to have your preheated oven to 350. That's for all of the recipes. It's 350 degrees Fahrenheit to preheat the oven, and that keeps it easy. Okay, you'll need 1 cup of canned sweet potato. You can always sub for fresh if you want. You know, fresh is always better. But if you can't get fresh, then canned is fine. 2 cups of whole wheat flour, or your gluten-free or grain-free flour is fine. And 1 egg beaten. And you're going to stir those ingredients together in a bowl. You can use your bowl and your hand as the mixer, or you can use your stand mixer. You're going to roll the dough into small balls, okay, and then place on a cookie sheet lined with parchment paper. So the parchment paper will help keep the balls from sticking to the baking sheet. Okay, so put the parchment paper down first and then put the small balls of cookie dough on top of the parchment paper. You're going to press each little ball of dough down slightly so the biscuits, they're going to kind of turn into biscuits, are about a quarter inch thick. Okay, bake until golden brown and then you'll let them cool. You can maybe put them on a wire rack or just let them cool before serving, of course. And again, those can be stored the same exact way. You know, they don't have those preservatives, all that yucky stuff in them. So you definitely want to take care of them. You can't just leave them in a cookie jar on top of your counter because they're not going to stay fresh that way. Okay, so we have our candy cane cookies and we have our sweet potato biscuits. Now, the last one is a little bit sweeter and actually has a touch of fruit. So, you know, although cranberries are normally served with dinner, they're kind of like a dessert. Sometimes I look at them and I think this really does look like a dessert. And this recipe incorporates cranberry juice into these delicious cookies. So again, your oven should be preheated to 350 degrees and you'll need 2 cups of flour, your choice again, completely up to you. 1 tablespoon of oil. Again, you can use the oil of your choice. And you could also use coconut oil if you'd like. Just a little side note about coconut oil. When it's at room temperature, it is a solid. So make sure you warm it up. You can microwave it for 10 seconds or so. That usually does the trick. And coconut oil is very healthy for both humans and dogs. So consider using coconut oil. You can just use it like you would a normal oil. You'll need 2/3 cup pure and unsweetened cranberry juice. Now, that's a very important part of it because we don't want that sugar. And a lot of juices out there contain sugar, almost more sugar than it does juice. So just read your labels, be aware of what's in it. And the unsweetened stuff really doesn't taste that great. But when you're mixing it into something, it's pretty good. You'll need 1/4 cup of pure honey. And like you know, I always love to use local honey. It has so many benefits, both for you and your dog, and it can really combat allergies as well, which is a really cool part of it. So if you're consistent with it and you maybe just do a tablespoon of it a day, give your pup a tablespoon of it, it can really help with those seasonal allergies, which is really neat. And then the last ingredient, you'll need 1/2 cup of plain yogurt. And I like to use Greek yogurt, which is a little bit thicker and easier to work with. And you're going to mix all of those ingredients together, either by hand or in your stand mixer, and then roll the dough into 1-inch balls and place on your nonstick baking sheet. And you can use your parchment paper again if you'd like. It is pretty easy to work with. You'll bake these for about 20 minutes or so, or until they're lightly golden brown. Or if, you know, dog likes them a little bit crispier, you can bake them for longer. It's up to you. Well, we are out of time, but before we go, I did want to mention a great cause I'm involved with. The Georgia Doberman Rescue has an awesome calendar for sale through their website, which is georgiadobermanrescue.com. And yours truly is one of the models, along with a very beautiful Dobie, of course. Several of their adopted and foster Dobermans were featured in this calendar as well. And it was such a neat experience to be involved with this. So head over to their site to order your 2016 calendar and help the Dobies. We'll be sure to put the link to the calendar on the show's page. Now, we'd like to thank our producers for making this show possible. I always love to hear from my listeners, so please send your comments and questions to Christy@PetLifeRadio.com, and that's Christy with an I at the end. You can also find The Doggy Dish on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Be sure to like us and follow us to keep up with the latest and greatest in healthy cooking for your furry kids. Thank you for listening to The Doggy Dish. Bye-bye for now.
Let's Talk Pets, every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.